This is the Q&A portion of the CCRA real-time exam. 6 minutes of dictation at 200 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Ms. Carter, as you know, we are here today to ask you some questions concerning your knowledge of an incident that occurred at the Cameo Cafe.
Yes, I understand that.
This lawsuit has been filed in the District Court of Ventura County by Alex Lockett. Is that your understanding?
I couldn't believe that Alex filed a lawsuit, but I realize that's why we're here.
You and I have never met before. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But we visited over the telephone while making arrangements for the taking of your deposition. Right?
That's right. We talked for a good 15 minutes.
If I ask a question that you do not completely understand, will you ask me to repeat or rephrase the question?
Yes, I will. I want to be very clear about what happened that night, so I may ask you to repeat more than a few questions.
Good. I want you to know that we are here just seeking information. We are not trying to intimidate you or make you uncomfortable in any way. Fair enough?
That seems fair enough.
Calling your attention to September 24, 2018. Do you recall where you were that evening at around 7 o'clock?
Yes, I was in the Cameo Cafe in the bar area.
Do you remember the approximate time or possibly the exact time you got there?
Yes, I arrived there at approximately 6:30 p.m.
Were you there with anyone else or were you alone?
I was alone, but I was planning on meeting some friends around 7 or maybe 7:30. I am not too sure of the time right now.
That's fine. Did you meet your friends later that evening?
Yes, they all came in at different times, but everybody was there by 7:30.
Do you remember what day of the week it was?
Yes, it was a Monday night and the Cameo wasn't too busy right about then.
How long were you in the bar?
I would say the total time was about 2 hours.
During the time you were there, did you have occasion to see the plaintiff, Alex Lockett?
Yes, I did.
Did you have any personal contact with him?
Yes, I knew Alex from about a year prior to this time. He had worked at the Cameo for a short time.
Did he recognize you from his prior employment?
Yes, he came over to say hello.
Do you remember what your conversation was about?
He asked me if I was there by myself, and I told him I was waiting for friends.
Did you have any further conversation with him?
Yes, he sat down and ordered a couple drinks for us.
Was he drinking when he came over?
He had a draft beer in his hand.
To the best of your recollection, during the time that you were observing or talking to Alex Lockett, how many beers did he order?
Well, just between the hour of 6:30 to 7:30, I would say he had 4 or 5.
Were you familiar with Mr. Lockett's drinking habits?
I had seen him one other time, and he was pretty loaded then. I don't know if he did this all the time or what.
To your understanding, what kind of person would you say Alex Lockett is?
He was always real nice to me, but I have heard other people say he could get pretty mean after a few drinks.
Did he display any memorable personality traits that evening?
Yes, he did. An ex-girlfriend came in with her new boyfriend. Alex didn't like that, and he started getting dangerously quiet. He sat there, you know, and glared at the two of them.
Anything else you observed? Why don't you tell us in your own words?
At first he said he didn't care, that the relationship was all over, but he kept glaring at them, and I sort of felt like he still had feelings for her.
Do you know her name?
I didn't know it then, but I know it now. Her name is Jill. I don't remember the last name.
That's not a problem. Please go on.
Jill and Tom, that's her boyfriend, or husband now, were just minding their own business, having a drink, as far as I could see.
Excuse me, were they looking at Mr. Lockett?
Yes, they were. Jill kind of sneered at him, and that really set him off.
Ms. Carter, are you saying that Jill and Tom were antagonizing Mr. Lockett?
That's what it looked like to me, I'm afraid.
Well, what happened next?
Then Alex had about all he could take, so he got up from our table.
Where did he go?
He went over to their table.
What did he do when he got there?
Everything happened pretty fast. He said something that I couldn't hear, and he picked up the end of their tablecloth and dumped everything on them.
When you say he dumped everything on them, can you tell us what was on the table at that time?
I know they had some water and they had soup.
Water and soup, okay.
It was still enough to make a mess. At that point, Tom grabbed a table knife and lunged at Alex.
Was Tom still seated at the table or did he get up?
He was on his feet. The knife went into his shoulder, but Alex saw it coming and took evasive action.
He got out of the way?
Not quite, but far enough back so the wound wasn't fatal. There was a lot of blood anyway.
Then what happened?
Alex got a hold of the wine bottle that was in the bucket on the table, and he hit Tom over the head with it.
Could you see if the bottle was full or empty?
I don't believe it had even been opened yet.
Just sitting in the ice?
Yes, in that wine bucket that had ice in it.
What happened next, Ms. Carter?
Then Alex grabbed a butter dish from another table and pushed that into Tom's face.
Did he get this butter dish from an occupied table or a table that was empty?
It was unoccupied. There were very few people in the cameo at that time.
Could you see what Jill was doing at that time?
Yes, she grabbed a water glass and smashed Alex in the back of his head with it. Then she got out of the way.
From the time Mr. Lockett left your table and approached Tom and Jill's table, were you watching him the entire time?
Yes, I was.
Were you close enough to hear any conversation between the parties?
No, not much conversation. I could hear them when they raised their voices.
What did you hear?
I heard Tom say something about looking for trouble.
Did you hear what Mr. Lockett said?
He said something like trouble was already there. I really couldn't hear exactly.
Have you worked in restaurants or bars that have sold alcoholic beverages?
Yes, I worked in two different places as a cocktail waitress.
You have had experience with people who are intoxicated or under the influence of alcohol?
Yes.
Would you say that Mr. Lockett was intoxicated?
He wasn't sloppy, but he was definitely getting mean.